This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. People complain that college is unaffordable, but what does that actually mean? Each student comes from a different family background and is chasing different goals. Well, the Urban Institute, a Washington think tank, is coming out with a report today to help unpack that question. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
40 years ago, a student at a four-year public college could work a basic part-time job plus a summer gig and cover most of their tuition and living costs.
That's really not reasonable anymore, both because of rising prices and because the minimum wage has fallen in real terms.
Sandy Baum with the Urban Institute says students doing the same work today will only make one-third of what they need. Another factor driving the price tag for a degree, 30% of students now take 6 years or more to graduate.
If you had finished in 4 years, you wouldn't have to pay tuition, but you could also go out and get a job that takes advantage of your bachelor's degree. If you're still in school, you lose those earnings.
Whatever it costs you, William and Mary professor David Feldman says what happens after college may make the expense worthwhile.
People with a college degree now earn more than double what somebody without a college degree earns. Back when I was in high school, it was only 45% more.
And today's students are going to need it to pay back all those student loans. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.